we had the water from Confessional Party, and it was great. And that emboldened me. It was always talk running around. People were always saying things like, we ought to have a nude party. And people always said it, and nobody ever did it. I decided one time that we either ought to do it or stop saying it. And the idea went over well, so we had a nude party. It was really an amazing happening. Mm-hmm. And plenty of music, and you know, we never had trouble with anybody in all those years. If you imagine trying something like that now, we never did. Of course, there were dire predictions that we'd have trouble at the nude party. We launched it. We had some opposition from the ladies in the group. Didn't think it was a good idea, but we forged ahead anyway. And we had established rules, of course, that when people came into the front room, I would meet them and greet them. We didn't usually have anybody on the door, but I thought it was advisable this time. I would inform them, welcome them, you know, unless they were obvious bums or something, which we didn't get any, and tell them that they were welcome, but you'd have to take their clothes off before they went on in. I discovered a very strange thing, that the women were perfectly willing to take their clothes off, and the guys weren't. Well, some guys were. But quite a few guys, you know, balked. They'd say, well, why don't you go in and look around a little bit? I said, no, you're not going to go in and look around a little bit, see if there's something you like. Leave your clothes here, go on in. Anyway, as long as it was made clear to them, and I made it clear that, you know, that it was either that or out. You know, of course, we had candles and everything, you know, it was dark. It really wasn't any different from any other party. Once it got going, I mean, it was the same kind of thing. It worked out wonderfully. We never had a party that didn't work out.